We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. Presented by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
All right, everybody, welcome to Warriors Wrap-Up, presented by Realtor.com, your home for home search. And the Golden State Warriors tonight get beat by the Raptors 123-109. Raptors take a 2-1 lead in this best-of-seven series. The Warriors playing tonight without Kevin Durant, without Klay Thompson, without Kevon Looney. Toronto controlled the game pretty much start to finish. Every time the Warriors got relatively close, the Raptors came up with a bucket they needed to keep the cushion that they had most of the night, which was pretty much between 7 and 13 for a good chunk of their of the game. So the Warriors get beat tonight despite Steph Curry. 47 tonight for Steph Curry, 14 for 31, 6 for 14. He was spectacular, but he didn't get enough help, quite frankly. He just didn't get enough help. And the Warriors got beat tonight, 123-109. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to be here for another hour, and then we're going to turn it over to Joe Shasky and Ryan Covey. So we'll be taking your calls all night. What'd you think of this one, Warrior Nation? It was going to be a tough one. It was going to be a tough one without two of their three leading scorers, Guru. What'd you think of the ball game tonight?
It was a great ball game. But I felt like the Warriors were lucky all night long, because you talk about the lead. You know, they were down between 7 and 13. That's correct. But it felt like they should have been down more, and they had dodged a bullet. But at the end of the day, we can talk about the offensive weaponry, which they were missing. They missed Klay Thompson, Steiny, on the defensive end. And at the end of the day, the length of the Toronto Raptors, who I feel like played, I won't say a perfect game, but they answered the bell every time they needed to. They made the extra pass. They made the right pass. And now the Warriors are down 2-1 with the uncertainty of what it's going to look like if Kevin Durant's back Friday and Klay Thompson, Steiny. So I'm not going to push the panic button, but I got to tell you, my friend, I am worried about the state of the three-peat. And to watch Steph Curry as spectacular as he was tonight, 43 minutes, what's he going to have left Friday if those two guys aren't able to go?
It's a great question, Goo. It's a great question. He played 43 minutes and 15 seconds tonight. You know, the I don't know if it was a problem, but one of the issues with tonight's game was the Raptors never really did put it away, and the Warriors never really did get it tight. So the Warriors never could really throw in the towel, but then again, they never really made a run where you thought, you know what, tonight they may come back and win this. What I'm getting at is that's, you know, I'm looking at Steph Curry's 43 minutes. I don't like that either. But again, it is the NBA Finals. You hit on a point I wanted to expand on just a little bit, and that is Klay Thompson's defense. Now, I know there was a chunk of game two where Klay Thompson was playing Kawhi Leonard defensively. But what I thought immediately when I heard Klay Thompson wasn't going to play was that's trouble, because that allows the Toronto Raptors guards to basically operate more freely. Look, Steph Curry, I'm not taking a shot at his defense, but he's got to go out and score 50 tonight.
No doubt.
All right? The Quinn Cook's coming. My point is, you're right on the money, Goo. It's no accident Kyle Lowry had 23 tonight, Danny Green had 18, and Van Vliet came off the bench to score 11. And a big reason why those guys hurt the Warriors tonight is because they just didn't have Klay Thompson to defend anybody in the backcourt, and I think that hurt him tonight.
And what about Green and Lowry combined 11 three-pointers? Yep. That had number 11 on it to me. Man, so let's hope Clay – I know, you know, all the talk is about Kevin Durant, but Clay Thompson and his availability is big. Real quick, Steiny, Boogie Cousins, I'm not going to blame him at all, but why was I so confident, and it wasn't just me, thinking – you know, he was seasoned to the point, condition or whatever happened tonight. You know, he wasn't that much of a factor with the 4 points.
I just think you have to be realistic with him at this point. He got hurt last year, missed half of last season, missed half of this first season, came back, started playing games, got into the groove a little bit, got hurt. You know what I was thinking when he played pretty well in game two? So he comes back in game one, plays 8 minutes. He just runs up and down a little bit. Game two, he played 28 minutes. And, you know, sometimes they say when you're coming back from an injury, that first or second game you can be okay because it's adrenaline. And maybe that's what happened. You know, the adrenaline took over in game two and all of a sudden in game three because he didn't seem to have the lift again. And, you know, he didn't really have it tonight. Just didn't have it tonight. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And let's head out to the phone lines. And when we do that, it's always sponsored by Audi Concord, your affordable Audi dealer. Enjoy an unparalleled shopping experience. More at AudiConcord.com. Let's start out with Tim in North Carolina. Hey, Tim, what's going on?
What's up, Sonny? What's up, Guru? Guys, I got a couple of things for you. Number one, I got to give Toronto all the credit. They made every shot seem like possible to man. It seemed like they were in their high school gyms the way they – I mean, it didn't seem like a road game for them the way they were making shots. But from my vantage point, now I'm down here in Florida on vacation, and I'm texting my boy back and forth. How was the crowd there, Sonny? I didn't hear any defensive chance. I mean, you guys play basketball.
Dead.
You know how it is.
Dead.
I mean, when you need your, you know, sometimes that crowd can give you the energy you may need on defense to help get you over the hump. I mean, you guys know the game. I mean, I've never in my life in the last 5 years seen another team. I mean, we're talking about from another country representing an Oracle that way. I mean, I'm losing my mind here. I'm texting my boy, like, can we get some defensive chance? That was borderline criminal, what I just witnessed from the crowd. I mean, look, I get it. I mean, a little bit of spoiled, and I'm halfway.
Well,
I didn't know it came through the TV like
that. Tim, you know what, though? Listen, you're right. The place was not electric tonight, but – This was the kind of game where they just took the crowd out of it right away. They were, you know, it was 7 at the end of the first quarter. They just never. Every time the Warriors cut it to 7 in the second half, Toronto made a bucket. I mean, I hear it's to me and Tim, thanks for the call. I hear you. Was it a great crowd tonight? No, but. You know, the Warriors ended up getting beat by 14 at home.
They had their moments, though, Steiny, when the Warriors let you
just
know.
Like the Warriors. They had a few moments. But, yeah, it's a tough game for the fans to make a difference in, to tell you the truth.
I would never blame a decision or a player on an outcome. But looking back at it, Livingston gave the Warriors nothing starting, and I would have went with Quinn Cook. And not from what Quinn Cook did tonight. Steiny, he just has an ability. He's a natural scorer. And I would have took whatever came with it bad in regard to his defense. Sean Livingston didn't give him a boost tonight.
Let's go to Eric in San Ramon. Oh, you know what? All right, let's go to Eric. Let's get him out of the way.
Oh, no!
Yeah, this is
the
our
101.
Eric. Yes, this is it. Oh, and by the way, before we get to Eric, earlier today – I thought he said they have a 0.1% chance.
Okay.
So 0.1 is 10%. But I guess he said 0.01.
Right,
that's
right.
1%.
Yeah, right.
And so people are like, Steiny, that's not – but I thought he said a 1%. All right, Eric, what'd you end up saying? I can't remember. But people came down my road.
Good evening, gentlemen. By the way, I'm not calling here to gloat. But
it says you're here to boast. That's what it says on my sheet, on my notes.
I'm a Warriors. Listen, I'm a Warriors fan, but
nobody believed you.
Homer.
Go ahead, Eric. I'm listening. You know you're making us laugh.
But I think it was Gundy who had the most poignant comment when he mentioned that the team that the Warriors fielded tonight would not even make the playoffs in the West. And I completely agree with him. Curry was
I didn't hear that. Stop.
I don't.
Wow.
Do you believe that, Eric?
Absolutely. I mean, despite Curry's magnificence, he led in every offensive category. The Warriors were outgunned, and they're still going to be outgunned for the rest of the series.
Why do you say that? I mean, okay, Eric, I'll tell you what, and I'm
– call us tomorrow.
No. I want to ask Eric one question, and then I know he's calling tomorrow, and I may start off tomorrow's show with Eric. But now, of course, I forgot what I was going to ask him. Oh, they're getting Durant. What if they get Durant and Clay back on Friday?
They're not going to be 100%. The series is over. I'm sorry to say.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. All right. You know what? Eric has become a finals fixture.
He hit the .01, though, this morning. We laughed at him.
I didn't laugh at him. I think I'm getting a kick out of him just because every time he – well, I don't have the text line up because we're on remote, but every time he calls the text, you see the text line. Eric's not a fan. He says he's a fan.
He's growing in popularity.
All right. Yeah. Let's go to let's hear Bleacher Dave. Bleacher Dave.
He was in the house.
Yeah, he drives an electric car, so I'm coming in today.
Oh, you guys are cousins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Bleacher Dave? How you doing?
Electric cars are last generation technology. I have a hydrogen fuel cell vehicle. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, what kind of car was that? Seriously.
It's a Toyota Mirai.
Okay.
And so here's the scoop. $15,000 worth of free fuel. You can get one. On a 3-year lease, I'll never pay to fuel this thing. Hey, dude, Eric is hilarious. And he's such a deadpan cat. He's like the Torontonians from Toronto that were sitting around us, because good God, there were a whole bunch of Toronto fans.
Yeah, there were.
Wow.
Guru and I noticed it. The first caller, there were some Raptors fans in the house.
How does that happen?
Bleacher Dave, you're a season ticket holder. How does it happen?
I talked to a bunch of them before the game. I talked to a bunch of people that like came from, they were from Calgary and all across Canada. He said it was cheaper for them to fly down here and come to this game than it would have been to go to Toronto and buy a ticket.
I believe that, especially if you're in Western Canada. Interesting. What'd you think of the game, though, Bleach?
So, Curry's magnificent, of course, but isn't this kind of what – it's not what we hope for without Clay, but the defense was not there. I think that game was sealed for the most part in the first quarter when the Warriors gave up a ton of points.
Yeah.
But Toronto, Toronto shot well. A lot of dudes who didn't shoot well at home, they came here and they really shot lights out. Lowry and Green and them cats. They played extremely well in the finals on the road for their first time. The Warriors have shown they're going to have a tough time. They can't beat this team without KD, Clay, and Loon. So we need to get somebody back as good as Curry was. I'll say this, the Oracle crowd was flat. It was extremely disappointing that when the Warriors went down early, the crowd didn't have that urgency that we used to have, where we willed them and we urged them on and we cheered them and supported them. It seemed like now we only kind of cheered when they did well, after they did something good, rather than what we used to do was cheering to make them do something good. Look, it's only game three. As I told some of them Raptor fans that were dapping each other up, it's not a three-game series, baby.
There you go. There you go, Bleacher Dave. Bleacher Dave's been through the wars.
A diehard.
He's been through the wars. Yeah, he knows. Let's go to David in San Jose. Hi, David.
How you guys doing? I just wanted to just point out, I thought the Warriors, they hustled more, they scrapped more, they went for the ball more. They did everything to try to make up for the talent difference on the floor. And I think because of that and that mentality and that hunger, if the Raptors don't win the next game, I think it's a must-win for them, and they go into a best out of three with a complete Warriors team, I think the Raptors are done, to be honest with you guys.
Well, that's positivity. Thanks, David. David's the opposite. David, call in tomorrow, and I'll put you on with Eric. We'll have David the optimist and Eric the pessimist. Let's go to, there's one of our favorites, Nikki in the city. Hey, Nikki, what's going on?
Hey, can you hear me okay? Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
My reception is bad.
Can you hear me? All right, let's put Nikki on hold. We're going to get her all fixed up. Was that our Nikki?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
I don't think it was because it said Vicky was from Toronto, but she's in San Francisco. There's Stoney, only one Nikki we know, and that Nikki's a diehard Warrior fan.
Stoney, I got to tell you, man.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about what's going to happen Friday if KD is available, and then Clay, how ready is he going to be? You know, how much of himself is he going to be? This is serious right now. So I know we can throw out the names. KD's coming back. Clay's coming back. But it's more – you got to go play the game. And I'm just wondering at what percent KD will be. Will it throw off the offense? Curry, Stoney, they got to get it together. All five of Toronto starters scored in double figures. They were good tonight.
888-957-9570 is the number. You're listening to Warriors Wrap-Up presented by Realtor.com, your home for home search. The Toronto Raptors win tonight 123-109. They lead the best of seven series, 2-1 now. Game four on Friday at Oracle Arena. The Warriors, I guess the way to put it is they hope to have Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson back. They hope to have them back. Will they be back? I don't know. But the hope is that they'll be back. And we'll see. I mean, we'll see. I tell you what, I see something in the box score tonight.
Give it to me.
That is, I don't know that I've ever seen it in my entire life. And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to tell you what it is right now. I don't think that, if you look at tonight's box score, and you can do that out if you're listening. If you can tell me something about the box score that is absolutely positively crazy, then I'll say great job of knowing what I'm talking about. But, yeah, so we'll see. All right, let's go to let's hear from Draymond Green. Is Draymond Green ready? We got Draymond ready? All right, let's hear from Draymond Green.
I don't view it as sacrificing. We went out there and played hard and we lost. You know, we didn't go in this game thinking we're not going to play Clay or Kevin or Loon or anybody else and we're just going to get this game away. They played well. They knocked down, I think, 17 threes. You got to give them credit. But we didn't sacrifice. You don't sacrifice a finals game to be healthy for the next one, because anything can happen. But at the same time, you do have to be smart. You know, we would much rather have Clay for the rest of the series than putting him out there and lose him and then nothing. So, no one sacrificed the game.
Thank you.
Mark in the third row.
Draymond, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Kyle Lowry really kind of seemed to turn it onto a new gear tonight. What kind of tone do you think he set for the team, and how different was his performance in this game than earlier in the series?
I think he made more shots than he's made. You know, obviously he was way more aggressive than he's been, but he made shots.
Over here.
Hey, Draymond. Cameron Buford, LA News Observer. Can you talk about how you guys combat their size and length advantage that it seemed to impact the game tonight?
We got to be more solid with the ball, and it starts with me. I've had a bunch of turnovers, and I think every game in this series, so got to just take, you know, be more cautious with our passes. I think, you know, they do have a lot of length, but, you know, we got to play in more space and not, you know, play in a crowd.
Arash in the back.
Draymond in the back, Arash Madani with Sportsnet. Just how depleted does this situation become when Clay's out, when Looney's out, when KD's out, when DeMarcus is banged up? Just how difficult is it without everybody?
I mean, it's more difficult than with them. You know, I think that goes without saying, but nonetheless, we got guys that can step up, and we just didn't play well enough tonight. So it is what it is.
right here next. You get him in the middle. Go ahead.
C.J. Peterson, San Francisco Examiner. Draymond, obviously the, you know, absence of Clay, and obviously Durant have been, you know, played up a lot. But how big was missing Kevon Looney as well? He kind of threw off the center rotations a little bit. You guys played Andrew Bogut over 20 minutes tonight. How big was not having Kevon out there?
I think Bogut played great in his minutes. Obviously Loon has been great for us all year. So, you know, not having him out there definitely makes a difference. Not having anyone makes a difference because everyone, you know, when you assemble the team, everyone brings something different. So, you know, but no one cared that guys are hurt. Everybody wants to see us lose. So I'm sure people are happy they're hurt. We just got to continue to battle and win the next game, go back to Toronto, win game 5, come back to Oracle, win game 6, and then celebrate. Fun times ahead.
Right here in the second row.
Jaina Palasigi, Eagle News Philippines. How has this finals been challenging despite the injuries?
Oh, it's a great team. You know, anytime you make it to the finals, you're playing against another great team. It's always going to be challenging. We can sit and talk about the injuries till we're blue in the face. It's not going to change how Kevin Cav feel or how Looney, what's it called? Some coastal cartilage fracture, something like that. It's not going to make that feel better. And it ain't going to make Clay hamstring feel better either. So, you know, it is what it is. The guys we got out there, we got to roll with. And, you know, we fought tonight. We lost. We're going to fight again. I don't really see us losing too many more, though, but we're going to fight again. So, it is what it is.
All righty. That's Draymond Green.
Warriors in 6.
And, you just win game 4, win game 5, win game 6. You know, the funny thing is, if it were any other team than the Warriors, I'd probably roll my eyes at this guy. Seriously. I'd be like, who's this guy? Yeah, they were going to win 3 in a row. But they might. They
I kept waiting
might.
For him to come back tonight, as crazy as that sounds, Steiny. They got it to 10, to 7. Steph got fouled on the 3. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That's called magic. That's when you've done it before. But they were just they were shorthanded.
Well, the reason the run never came was because their defense was never
good. There you go.
It was never good. Every single time Toronto needed a bucket, they got it. Every time. And we didn't even get into the game getting to 5 or 4 or 3. The game was at 7. That was the closest it really got. All right, let's start getting to some calls. Let's start. All right, we'll start with Arthur in Oakland. What's up, Arthur?
Hey, what's going on, Matt? This is Arthur from Life Goes On. Good friend.
Yeah. Oh, Arthur Redowitzki. How are you, buddy?
I like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm doing good. Matt Steinmans and a Guru, how you guys doing?
All right. Well, we could be better. Warriors lost.
Tough L. I'm actually just leaving Oracle, and I'm highly disappointed in the crowd tonight. It was, I feel like the Warriors fans could have gave a lot more effort, and I saw way too many Toronto fans, but, you know, tough loss. But my prediction is Warriors still going to win it in 6, win it at home in Oakland. Steph had a big game, but just Danny Green came with a lot of three-pointers and a lot of turnovers, you know?
Yeah, Warriors ended up with, 16? No, Warriors at 14. Yeah, it's not too bad.
That's not
Arthur.
What killed him.
Hey, Arthur, thanks a lot for calling, man, as always, and look forward to seeing you. Yeah, Arthur's been a guest on the show a few times on Damon Bruce's show. He's a wheelchair basketball
player. Oh, I met him.
Player.
I got his band. Yeah.
Life Goes On.
Yeah.
Lifegoeson.org.
Wow.
There you go.
Shame on me, Arthur. What's up, man? That's awesome.
All right, listen. Let's take a break right now because I see the phone lines are full. I'm going to get to the phone calls after the break. You're listening to Warriors Wrap-Up presented by Realtor.com, your home for home search.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Stein, Metz, and Guru with you. Warriors Wrap-Up presented by Realtor.com, your home for home search. Warriors lose tonight 123-109. They're down 2-1 in the series. Game 4 Friday, and they hope to have Durant and Thompson back. We will see. Let's start getting to some calls now. Let's go to we're going to start out with Idris in Hayward. Hey, Idris, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Long, been a minute, but it's always good to hear you guys. You know, they say the team with nothing to lose is the more dangerous team, and that nobody picked Toronto in the beginning. But Siakam had 32 in game one. We won the last game, and now the whole team showed up, and now we're injured. They have home court advantage, and the team is probably feeling, if I was Nick Nurse, I would tell them, if we win this next game, we win the series. So this next game is the most important game of the series. I know we shouldn't say that, but if the Raptors win the next game, it's over. If the Warriors win the next game, and then Klay and Durant and them come back. So the Warriors need to stop taking Toronto for granted and win the first quarter. And Boogie Cousins is not it. I'm sorry. He needs to come off the bench. He's out. Every time he gets the ball, he's on the ground. He's not the same.
Broken they were shorthanded tonight, man. They were shorthanded, Stoney. They were shorthanded tonight.
Thanks, Idris.
Yeah, Idris going hard on. They were shorthanded. They were supposed to almost lose tonight.
Go. You said Cousins could get you 25
and
tonight.
I totally was wrong, but I told you Curry could get you what he did, but that wasn't enough. Nobody else showed up, and well, Cook should have started this ball game.
Well, you know what? One thing I do want to say is Nick Nurse tonight, I think he's going to end up really liking what happened because they just played straight-up defense tonight. All right, they didn't do anything special with Steph Curry. They didn't throw multiple bodies at him. They didn't try to take the ball out of his hands. They just felt like, let's go out, play man-to-man defense. We are better than them tonight. And so I think they could actually live with Steph Curry's 47. Especially, you know what?
47.
14 for 31?
I got it.
I mean, listen, Steph Curry was – he was very good tonight. No doubt about it. But I think Nick Nurse thought on a night like tonight, the only way the Warriors can beat us, if we play straight up, Curry's going to have to go 19 for 30. And score 57. I'm not kidding. I mean, 14 for 31,
yeah.
6 for 14.
I get it.
It's like,
stop the other guy.
It's like the only thing that could really get you beat tonight would have been a Curry game for the ages. And as crazy as this might sound, even though he had 47 tonight, you know, it was a 47 where he didn't shoot it overly well. He had a play the way he had a play tonight, and he was terrific.
They labored on offense, Don.
No doubt. No doubt. Let's go to Lee. Lee's in Santa Clara. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Steiny. I think I know the answer to your question.
Well, I've gotten two guesses, and both of them were actually pretty good, but they weren't what I had in mind. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think I know the answer, and then I've got a good trivia question for you about these finals as well. So the thing that I noticed that I have never, ever seen before is that none of the Warriors had a positive rating in plus-minus for the game.
Yes, that's you're right, and that's unique. That's not what I had, though. But you're right. You're right. Not one Warrior with a positive plus-minus tonight. Here were the other ones, Lee. Here were the other ones real quick, and I'll let you get to your point. The other ones that were guessed were that the Raptors made 17 threes in Game 3, tied for the most by any team on the road in a finals. I didn't know that, but that wasn't it. And then somebody said the fact that the Warriors have scored 109 in each of the three games. That, too, is very unique.
That's your partner.
But that's not actually the thing that I'm talking about. Go ahead, Lee.
No, the answer that somebody else gave, I actually didn't hear that on the air, that the Warriors scored the same number of points in all three games. That's never happened in the finals before. So, and to me, that really shows that the story of tonight's game was the lack of defense.
I agree.
109 points
right,
is enough to win. And when the Warriors are locked in on defense, and, I mean, let's face it, without Looney on switches and without Klay on the perimeter,
oh, man.
they – they are really, really hurting. But I'm going to stick with my prediction of the Dubs in six. I think we blow them out in game four with both KD and Clay coming back on an emotional high, and I think we steal one up in Toronto, and I'm going to stick with Warriors in six.
All right, Lee, thank you very much. I'm going to stick with Warriors in six also. All right, here it is. Here's what I noticed in the box score. I don't think I've ever seen it before in my entire life in a box score.
Give it to me. I tried to find
every single player who played and scored for the Toronto Raptors tonight shot 50% or better from the field.
Ooh.
They didn't have one player who made less than half their shots.
How did that come to you? You
I just
saw
looked.
That?
Kawhi Leonard, 9 for 17. Siakam, 8 for 16. Gasol, 6 for 11.
Damn,
Green, 6 for 10. Oh, Lowry, 8 for 16. Van Vliet, 4 for 8.
Call ESPN. They may not have
I've already put in a request for Raymond Ritter to call Elias Sports Bureau to see if that's ever happened before.
That lets
before.
You know. That's the story of tonight. The Jam.
No doubt.
And the Jam tonight was the game.
The defense was not there.
You're right.
It was not there for the Warriors. Let's go to Drew. Drew was at the game. Hey, Drew, how you doing, man?
Not too good, guys. It's good to talk to you, though. Hey, a couple points here. So, for one, I like all the Curry haters out there that says he's the moat or whatever they were calling him to just shut up at this point.
I mean,
if that guy put.
Listen, that's you're right. I mean, you're right, Drew. That's ridiculous.
Put the team on his back. The only thing that we were hoping to get was another score. We were hoping to get Cousins about 25 points, and that didn't happen, unfortunately. But guys like Eric, I mean, I want that guy to call back.
He will. He's going to call tomorrow. I'll tell you that.
Call back after KD and Clay comes back and lights them up. And they lose the next three in a row. I want him to call back in his his deadpan voice and eat his words because he's a joke. And then,
Drew, you know what I'll do for you? Here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to get Eric's number so that if the Warriors do win this series, I'll start calling him. All right, to get him on the show. How about that?
Yeah, I like that. I like it, Steiny. Let's do that.
I'm going to do it.
So going forward, hey, I like that. That was a nice thing that you pulled out there with the 50% and over. That was pretty good. I hadn't seen that before.
JD going to be impressed with that one. We got running.
Yeah, he's still thinking about it.
Yeah,
he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, listen. Thank you so much for the call. I know you had more, but I want to get to some more calls real quick. Let's go to Noah in Santa Rosa. Hey, Noah.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's all right. It's
Hello?
All right. Yeah, it's all right.
No, I got
series not over.
I know. And despite the loss, I mean, you got to think we were pretty much hanging around the entire time with a completely depleted team. And if we get back KD and Thompson, it's even at 70%, I think it's going to be a dominant performance on Friday. And, I mean, that I don't see Toronto shooting that well again. That was pretty crazy. I didn't realize that everyone that scored was over 50%. That's absurd.
Yeah. They shot 52%. That's now the second of three in three games.
Right, so it's happened again.
Second time in three games that the Raptors have shot 50% or better for the game. Thanks a lot for the call, Noah. Really appreciate it. Let's squeeze in Nate. There's only one guy I know with this name, and it's Charles Nagy, the old pitcher for the Cleveland Indians. Nagy in Los Gatos.
Charles Nagy is the Chicago Bears coach.
Yeah.
But I am, my name is spelled the same way.
All right.
Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I am coming back from the game. My voice is almost gone. I'm sorry. But I agreed with everything that Green had said on his conference after the game, with the exception of everybody tried hard. Looking at the game, there was zero defense. And I mean, zero from almost everyone. Jordan Bell does not belong in the court at all. I hope he does not touch the floor again. You should have seen him watching Lowry or anybody he's guarding walking without even trying to attempt to defend him. It was really, really disappointing. Although we had Curry playing one of his best games, referee didn't help either. A lot of bad calls. I don't know why they hate us. I really have no idea. Lastly, I know we're going to win in six, so I agree with that.
All right. Well, there you go, Nagy. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Awesome.
We'll just go over some numbers real quick. Free throw attempts, Golden State 30, Toronto 21. Fouls, Toronto 22, the Warriors 21. So fouls essentially even, and the Warriors shot about 10 more foul shots. Mm. Let's take a little breather, and when we get back, we're going to talk to our main man, John Dickinson. We'll also get back to your calls, and I guarantee you, Dickinson's going to be upset because I'm going to stump him. And Dickinson gets stumped very, very infrequently. You're listening to Warriors Wrap-Up, presented by Realtor.com, your home for home search.
Warriors Wrap-Up continues on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Stein, Matt's Darryl, the Guru Johnson. It is Warriors Wrap-Up, presented by Realtor.com, your home for home search. Let's welcome in John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game reporter. Warriors lose tonight, JD, 123-109. They're down 2-1, game for Friday. The way I'm putting it is they hope to have Durant and Clay back, but
Sounds like Clay for sure.
Tack on to that, or just give me your thoughts on the game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, look, this was a must-win for Toronto, the way that it played out. And I asked Draymond Green down in the press conference. I mean, he didn't really like the word that I used. I used the term sacrifice. You know, the conversation coming out of this game will be that you guys sacrificed tonight for having health in the remaining 3-4 games of this series, depending upon how long it goes. And look, that's the rat on the table here. The Warriors were cautious. And look, I'm not even saying that it was wrong for them to do it the way that they did it. You know, Klay Thompson, not quite ready. Kevin Durant could be ready by Friday. When Klay Thompson was ruled out, this became a must-win for the Raptors. I mean,
right.
The team that the Warriors put out there tonight probably wouldn't win 35 games in the Western Conference.
You know what's funny is Van Gundy said
yeah,
that team would not make the playoffs, and I thought, let me think about it a little more. And we don't have to get into it.
No, but I mean,
the point is, whether they're 35 or 44, it doesn't really matter.
No, if DeMarcus Cousins bounced back, I'm going off of Cousins the way Cousins is now.
If Cousins got back
to his level,
right.
Okay, I'll give you low 40s.
Fair enough.
At that point. But no, the reality is this became a Toronto must win, and Toronto came in, and it's rare you can talk so simplistically about a finals game,
right.
But this is a game where Toronto needed to handle their business, and they handled their business, and the Warriors have essentially gone all in now on game four,
right.
and five, and six, and seven, and their ability to not only get healthy, but win three of the next four games and win another game in Toronto, which I get it. I don't think it's that crazy.
No, I think they did exactly what the Warriors would do. You know what I mean? I don't think anything's out of the ordinary here. 888-957-9570 is the number. Want to let everybody know we'll be here for the next 10 minutes or so, and then we're going to turn it over to Ryan Covey and Joe Shasky. So if you're on the line and we don't get to you in this show, trust me, you'll have plenty of time to get on and talk about this one with Shasky and Covey. And, in fact, I invite you to call in at 888-957-9570 and stay on the line after we're done. In the meantime, let's quick hit up Nikki in San Francisco. And apparently Nikki's from Toronto, so she's not our Nikki from the Bay Area.
A different Nikki.
All right, Nikki from Toronto, what's going on?
Hi, I'm finally back on again.
All right.
I just wanted to say, yes, I'm from Toronto. I live in the Bay Area, and I am a fan of both teams, but, of course, my heart is with Toronto, and I was at the game on Sunday. I flew out there with my cousin, got me tickets.
Wow.
And the energy is just incredible at that stadium. And then I saw it on TV tonight, and I could see that you know, the Warriors, the fans need to get in out there, like kind of like how Toronto did when I was at the game on Sunday. I could feel a difference in the vibe and energy.
Right. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Nikki, for calling. Appreciate it. And we welcome our Canadian neighbors.
They were loud.
We love our Canadian neighbors. With the crowd came up, JD, And it's like, I get it. You know, everyone's, oh, the crowd should be crazy tonight. They weren't. Well, but they got down 10 in the first quarter, the Warriors.
No,
so
look,
it's such a tough game to for the crowd to get into.
Well, and Warriors fans are smart. And I think Warriors fans are so smart that they know that this is going to be tough. I mean, they know when Klay Thompson isn't playing that the Raptors are really good and beat the Warriors in game one and damn near beat them in game two. And, you know, I think
they
Warriors
sacrificed JD.
No, I'm just saying. I think Warriors fans came in with the intent on being loud, but
right.
But at the same time, I mean, I don't know how you could be a sane Warriors fan and look at the game tonight and think they were going to win. I mean, you're hoping they can win. You're hoping that they can
right.
keep it close. You're hoping that maybe the defense plays at an intense enough level to where, you know, you're within a couple of scores late and maybe the game gets ugly and you know, the Raptors aren't playing well and the Warriors are making them not play well, and you can get into it at that point knowing that maybe you can steal the game. But it never really got to that point.
No.
The Warriors made some runs, but I think the big story tonight was just the fact that the Raptors had every single answer. They hit big shots.
Yep.
When the Warriors could have made a 7-point game, a 5 or a 4-point game, they would push it right back up to 10, right back up to 13. The game lived in that 7-13, eventually 16-point range throughout really the game's entirety.
I hate to do this to you, JD.
Do it.
But I keep my ear to the street, and Dub Nation has a problem and feel like they were wrong tonight with the officiating crew led by Mark Davis. And I just want to ask you, because I do remember a call on Quinn Cook that
oh,
he
wow.
got fouled,
okay.
and they called it on him.
And
but
they missed a goaltending. They missed Curry
okay.
on a carry.
I had to get it to see what
look,
you thought.
Officiating was a non-factor tonight. Other than, I mean, look, I know a lot of people have issues with Mark Davis and this and that. It's game three of the finals. The Warriors didn't have Klay Thompson, and they didn't have Kevin Durant, and they didn't have Kevon Looney. The Raptors essentially a full squad. And,
hashtag full squad.
And the Raptors handled their business tonight.
Exactly.
I mean, like, the officiating is just a non-story. I mean, save
no
that
doubt.
For when it
right.
freaking matters, for
right.
crying out loud. And it may
right.
matter in game five or game six or game
well,
seven.
And that's what I was – and, JD, that's what I saw in the box score. Every single Raptor player who's – every single Raptor player who took a shot, they had – everybody shot 50% or better. I don't know that I've ever seen that in a box score. I mean, usually even in a blowout, when it's like you see – somebody will go 1-for-3 or 0-for-1. They didn't have anybody
not
on that
one
roster.
Person, JD.
Not one person. Now – Patrick McCaw didn't take a shot. He was 0-for-0, but
he almost
everybody,
took a shot.
He almost did. He might have ruined it for me. But no, I mean,
feeling?
but the point is like that just goes to show. That's why I didn't think. Yes, like the Raptors made every big shot when it got to 7, but I think if it would have gotten to 5, then they would have made a big shot, or even gotten to 3, they would have made a big shot, simply because they shot 52%. They were making shots. You know, possession in and possession out. And the only way, and when the Warriors are at their best and making a run, they not only score, they shut you down. Mm. They shut you down, and they were not able to do that tonight with the Raptors. Let's take Solomon. Solomon's in the car. Hey, Solomon, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Well, you know, obviously everyone's disappointed in the Bay Area, which
yeah.
is expected, but one consolation in all this, we've been in this situation before many times, and we'll
yep.
do it again. But more importantly, I was watching Boogie's play, and for a big guy, he just doesn't have any finesse under the basket. It's like he gets panicked and just tosses the ball up and has no control over, you know, bodily functions at that point. Has anybody else noticed that?
Well, yeah, Solomon, thanks for
the
call.
Moment, though, Steiny.
I mean, he
was good Sunday.
Well, he's not the player right now that he was 2 years ago. I mean, let's face it. He missed a year. He came back for a few months. He missed time with another injury. If the Warriors need Boogie Cousins to get him 20-10, they're not going to win this series. But I actually
a game though tonight, Don. If he could have got it tonight,
well, he got it on game two. I mean, he already helped them win a game in game two. So it's unrealistic. Well, I think JD for, I mean, I give him credit for going out there. He could have shut this down easily.
To me, it was just a matter of you look at Cousins, and it's just you can't count on it every game.
Right.
It's almost – you have to look at him. I've said this a couple of different times. You almost have to look at him as a role player. You know, you have to look at him as a guy if he gives you 10 or 12 and it's efficient, great. If he gives you 20, awesome. But you just can't, especially when the rest of the group isn't whole, you can't just expect it, plug and play. You're not going to have plays 24. DeMarcus gives you 24. Again, we talk all year long in the regular season how it doesn't work that way. You know, you can't just pick a night and say, okay, tonight's the night that a guy's got to get you to it and have him do it. He might not.
Right. All right. Well, that's gonna do it for Warriors wrap up. Remember, Ryan Covey, Joe the Butcher Boy Shasky coming up right after this. And I'm sure they see you too. Jordan, Christian, Tish, Johnny A. They will get you, I'm sure, after they give their thoughts. Anyway, the Golden State Warriors, they lose tonight 123-109, and they're down 2-1 in this series. Game 4 is Friday. Series a long way from over. I think we're going 6 or 7 games. Thanks for listening, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.